Pent Up House, the Il Gutierrez Trio. 98.1 KZE in the studio right now is Il Gutierrez and the trio. Good morning, Gil.
Good morning, Rick. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
I'm great. I'm very excited to be here at the station, and I'm talking to, you know, being here to the with your audience.
Well, we are super happy to have you here. You're quite an accomplished guitar player. Do you play any other instruments?
Not really.
And why should you?
It's just too much trouble, you know.
Yeah. Well, you've taken guitar playing to another level. The amount of notes that fly out of your fingers at certain times staggers me. What inspired you to pick up the guitar?
Well, at the age of 14, I was, you know, studying at the music school. And I tried cello, but I didn't own a cello. So I moved to piano, and I didn't own a piano. I had to wait online. So this is where it was, you know, a guitar. Give me a guitar, you know.
Who bought you your first guitar?
Oh, my brother. My brother.
Really?
Yeah. And he said, it was a big mistake, because then I have to. I focus more in music school than I have normally in another school.
Really?
Yeah.
So you loved being introduced to the guitar?
Yeah, I love it. I love it differently because it's, you know, I didn't want to be a professional doing this for a living. But
really?
I love music. I love music.
It's one of those things where I tell young people, pick up an instrument. You'll never beat the game. If you like video games, well, you'll love learning how to play the guitar. You'll never beat it. You'll never come to a point in your life where you say, I'm done. I've mastered it. Are you still learning, Il?
Every day.
Yeah?
Every day, yeah. Even from my mistakes, you know.
What inspires you to go further on guitar?
Well, these two guys, you know.
And who's standing with you?
Is Mr. Dave Rodriguez on the bass and Robert Stern on the violin.
Now, the three of you, the Il Gutierrez Trio, the way you communicate musically is telepathic. It's almost, I'm watching you play, and there are times you're not looking at each other and you're just off. And you know exactly where you're going, exactly what's coming up. And then you lock in, eye contact, and then you just take off. How long have you been enjoying this chemistry as a trio?
Well, since the beginning, we have a lot of chemistry, and it's been like 8 years.
Eight years?
Yeah. So I know how they breathe. I know how they smile. How
yeah.
They, you know, everything is good. It's good and bad.
And when you're all out... and bad.
Yeah.
When you're all out on the road... Do you agree on the certain foods you're going to eat?
Yeah, I eat everything.
We all agree.
We all agree to eat everything.
Well, food is universal. So is air and also drinking water. But to me, with those three ingredients, nothing beats enjoying music while you're breathing, eating, or drinking something special. So you're here. And you would like to express your music to the listeners of 98.1 KZE. The trio, the Il Gutierrez Trio, is performing this Sunday night at the Falcon in Marlboro. It's a 7 o'clock show. Doors open and you can have dinner before the show or even while it's happening. But that is encouraged. They have great food at the Falcon and enjoy the music of the Il Gutierrez Trio starting at 7 o'clock this Sunday. And as you know, you're all invited and you're all on Gil's guest list for the event. So come on down, starting with dinner and then enjoy the show at 7 o'clock. And here's a taste of what you can experience live. The Il Gutierrez Trio live on 98.1 KZE. 98.1 KZE. The Il Gutierrez Trio. Unbelievable music. Now, Il, what's the name of that tune?
This tune is Minor Swing by Django Reinhardt, Stefan Grappelli.
Now, Django only had 3 fingers, and you have 5 on your hand, so yeah. You're 2 up on him, and maybe that's why you get all those notes out?
Oh, my God. He was amazing. You know, he's an unbelievable guitar player, and his all here was amazing.
Yeah, and it's kind of incredible the way he persevered and learned how to play the style that he did with his disability. And, well, you are a talented individual. Now, throughout your career, you've done some amazing things. You've played with Doc Severinsen. How did that come about?
I was really lucky to live in where I live now, in San Miguel de Allende. And I was performing in one place, and he retired over there to San Miguel de Allende.
Oh, no kidding. I didn't know that.
So that's why I get in contact with him. And he approached to me once I was playing. Huh. I didn't know who he was because I didn't have a TV that watched that show, you know. So then he approached, and we talked like 20 minutes. He told me some musician jokes, and he was really funny. And in that town, it's a lot of American people that always promise you that, oh, you're going to make I make you famous, so I can't give you. So I say, I got to go back, no? I say, by the way, my name is Doc Severinsen. And he said, thank you very much. And I walk away. I didn't know who he was. Yeah. And he loves that, you know, because everybody's so, chasing him.
Yeah, so you remembered his name, and then what'd you do? Did you Google him?
Oh, yeah. I went home. I talked to my wife. My wife is American. And she said, oh, you missed your opportunity. Look at him and you too. So I said, wow.
Now, one of the interesting things about San Miguel, besides the amazing people, the amazing music, there's amazing food there.
Yeah, it's really good. The Mexican food is really good. Mm. But now we have a lot of Italian food too.
Really?
It's changing. Yeah. More traditional is where I was born in Oaxaca, uh-huh. South of Mexico. But it's more international now at San Miguel de Allende.
Really? And is there a Mexican-Italian fusion? And what's it called?
Well, maybe tlayudas, which is the same like pizzas. But Oaxacan style.
All right. So your music, to me, is extremely tasty. And I asked you this in the past, like how you describe it. And I asked you to describe it in 3 words, and I think we all universally came up with really darn good.
Yeah, it's the shortest.
And the cleanest that we came up with. But, you know, it's interesting. The music that you play, it's, well, reminiscent of many different styles. There's even some, southern, meaning Mexico, southern influences with the gypsy jazz and the jazz and
tango, Cuban music, flamenco too, and it's a little mix of everything.
Where's the well that you go to? Where do you pull this music out of?
Well, you know, this is all over the place, and you know, right now on YouTube is you can go and search for great music.
It's true, and you can get exposed to different styles of music that you never might have been introduced to. And that's kind of the way, well, I stumbled upon you.
Well, thank
you.
It's
true. And your music is on YouTube. It's fascinating, and it's incredible to watch you play the guitar. I'm trying not to watch so my eyes don't get burned here in the studio because I'm too close. But the fire is hot. And don't miss the Il Gutierrez Trio. Enjoy dinner at like 5 o'clock. The show starts at 7. You can enjoy the outside of the Falcon and the inside. The sound is great. The staff is amazing. They're very concerned about your needs. The chef goes out of his way to make sure that you're enjoying the meal. And the sound folks at the Falcon are amazing and great people. So don't miss this incredible connection and this incredible collaboration of people this Sunday night, Now, Sunday is super special because it's Mother's Day. And you have the opportunity to take your mother or any mother to the Falcon and enjoy a great meal and a great show. If you want to cook dinner for mom or a mother, that's cool. We're cool with that. But come on out to the show. And all you have to do is show up. On the way out, put some money in the box. It's donation-based viewing and listening. So on your way out, empty your pockets into the donation box. Everything works out. So if you're on a low budget, come down. If you got a lot of money, make sure you put it in the box on your way out and come down. The Il Gutierrez Trio at the Falcon, 7 o'clock show on Mother's Day, and they're on Route 9W in Marlboro. Il, you have another tune in your hands?
Yeah, I would like to play something that might influence the Beatles tune, which is Blackbird. And we're going to put it together with a milonga, which is from Argentinian tango.
So a tango and Blackbird by the Beatles mashed up?
Well, a little bit. You will
or
see.
Into each other.
Into each other, yeah.
All right. Not only will I see, but we will all hear the Il Gutierrez Trio on 98.1 KZE. Thank you. Thank you. Wow. The Il Gutierrez Trio live on 98.1 KZE. Thank you. From the bottom of my heart for being here and playing. Folks, don't miss Bringing Your Mom. This is a great opportunity to see this amazing trio at the Falcon in Marlboro this Sunday night, 7 o'clock show. Dinner is served at 5. So get there, enjoy the waterfall, enjoy the great sounds of the Il Gutierrez Trio live at the Falcon in Marlboro, live at thefalcon.com for more information. Il, how can folks stay in touch with you, find out where you're going to be, where you're playing, and, well, if they're in San Miguel, how they can visit you, all that good stuff?
Yeah, you can go to my website, ilgutierrez.com, and all the info is right there, and in YouTube as well. Mm. You got to click the, smash the like it, and subscribe to the channel. That'll be helpful.
Mm. Right. That's G-I-L-G-U-T-I-E-R-R-E-Z. G-I-L.
Il Gutierrez Trio. And enjoy the rest of your day, folks. Thanks for being here and being part of the Up and Running Morning Show. I will be smiling all day long. Thank you for that.
Thank you for the good news.
You're welcome. And look up tonight. You might see the aurora. It is 9:29. I'm Rick, the Il Gutierrez Trio, our guest this morning. We're going to get back to our sponsors. And thanks for listening to the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE.
Time and Space Limited, TSL in Hudson, New York, with movies, art, theater.